Don't miss a great season in your life wishing you had more, complaining about what you don't have. The real joy in life is the simple things, making memories with your family, riding the trams together at the airport, playing hide-and-go-seek at the house, watching the sunset with your spouse, staring up at the stars at night. When our son Jonathan was 5 and Alexandra was 2, we planned a big vacation to Disneyland. They were going to get to eat breakfast with Mickey Mouse and take pictures with the other characters. It was a big deal. Getting the flights with 2 small children, out to California, booking the hotel, picking up the rental car. I spent half of my retirement to get there. After we checked into the hotel, we went straight to the park. I was so excited for my children. But we weren't there 15 minutes when Jonathan said, "Dad, I want to go back to the hotel and go swimming." I didn't think I heard him right. I said, "You want to do what?" He said, "I want to go back to the hotel and go swimming." I said, no, Jonathan. We're at Disneyland. We came a long way. Look at all these rides. Isn't this going to be fun?" He said, "No, Daddy, I want to go back and go swimming." I said, "Jonathan, we can swim anytime at home, at the neighborhood pool. We're at Disneyland." Jonathan sat down on the pavement, crossed his arms, and said, "I don't want to be at Disneyland. I want to go swimming." I said, "Jonathan, I spent $50 on your ticket. You're going to have fun whether you like it or not." I thought later, I should have done like my dad and taken them to the airport to ride the trams. Would have saved me a whole lot of money. What am I saying? You don't have to have a big vacation to have fun. Learn to enjoy the simple things in life. A mistake we make too often is we think when we reach a certain goal, then we'll be happy. Soon as I finish college, soon as I get the promotion, soon as I move into the new house, soon as I have this baby, I'll enjoy my life. Yes, you'll be happy when you accomplish your goals, but there are challenges that come along with it. I've heard it said, with every blessing comes a burden. You'll never get to a place where you're problem-free, having no conflicts, no bills to pay, everybody is celebrating you. That's not reality. If you don't learn to be content where you are, you won't be content when your dreams come to pass. When God blesses you with that new house, what comes with it is a bigger yard to mow, more rooms to clean, more to maintain. When you're blessed with that promotion, what comes with it is more responsibility. When you have that beautiful baby, there's nothing like it in all the world. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, that baby wants to eat. They don't do things on our timetable. Don't pray for a bigger blessing if you're going to complain about a bigger burden. We love our new church facility. It's a dream come true. God did more than we could ask or think. But with this amazing blessing came an amazing utility bill. The first time I saw it, I thought, "God, I sure liked our old facility." The good news is, God wouldn't have given you the blessing if you couldn't handle the burden. You have the grace you need for each season. Now do your part and choose to be content. You could be in one of the best seasons of your life right now, but you're not enjoying it because you're focused on the burden, on what you don't have, on how difficult it is. And because you're waiting for things to change, you're missing the beauty of this moment, the joy of this day. Don't go through life always wanting something else. See the gift in what you have right now. Can I tell you, we are living in the good old days. 20 years from now, you'll look back and say, "Wow, that was one of the best times of my life." Don't miss it living discontently. Mitch Albom is a great writer, and I visited with him before on the radio. He wrote a book called The 5 People You Meet in Heaven. You may have seen the movie. Although it's not what the scripture teaches about the afterlife, it makes a great point. It's about a man in his 60s who had worked at an amusement park his whole life. His parents owned it. That's all he knew. He never really wanted to be there. He had dreams to do something bigger with his life, but unfortunate things kept happening. He found himself back at the amusement park, discontented, unfulfilled, never feeling it was where he was supposed to be, dreading going to work each day. On the outside, he was kind and generous to people. He'd go out of his way to help others, but inside, he was unhappy. He felt like a failure. At one point, there was a little girl on a ride who was in danger, about to be harmed. He rushed over to help her and saved the little girl's life. But in the process, he was killed. He went to heaven and was told he would meet 5 people. These people would be instrumental in helping him choose what kind of heaven he would have. If he wanted to live on a beach, in a palace, in the mountains, it was his choice. The first person he met was a man he had helped during the war. The man told him how much he meant to him. He then met 3 other people to whom he had been good. They expressed their heartfelt love and appreciation for what he had done. The last one he met was the little girl whose life he had saved. He began to realize during all of his time on earth, he had felt as though he was at the wrong place, in the wrong job, but actually, he was at the right place. God had been directing his steps. He had made a difference with his life. When he stepped back and saw it from a new perspective, he chose his heaven to be the amusement park, the place that he had dreaded all of those years. Could it be you're at the right place for the season you're in, but you're not enjoying it? Maybe like him, if you would step back and see it from a new perspective, you would realize that God has you in the palm of his hand. He's directing your steps. He knows where you are, what you like, what you don't like. Instead of living discontented, frustrated, always wishing you were somewhere else, embrace the place where you are. See the good. Be grateful for what you have. Remember, there's a blessing and a burden for every season. Don't focus on the burden. You have the grace to enjoy the blessing.